Welcome to today's relaxing visualization. Please make sure you're comfortable and warm, preferably lying down, feet slightly apart, your arms by your side, palms facing up. If you'd like, cover yourself with a blanket or wear extra clothing, and make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of the meditation. Let's start by taking in three breaths. Inhale deeply, making sure your abdomen rises first, then the chest. And with your exhalation, allow your abdomen to drop first, and then the chest will follow. Good. Let's take another breath. Inhale, slow and steady. And exhale. Make it relaxed and even. Very good. One more breath. Inhale. And feel your abdomen rise first, then the chest, even and smooth, nothing forced, nothing rushed. And with the exhalation, allow the abdomen to fall first, then the chest. Now, imagine you're walking through a verdant valley. It is late spring. Everywhere you look, the terrain is fertile and green. Large, tree-covered mountains run either side of the valley, majestic and eternal, offering protection from anything unwanted. The land is flourishing with wildflowers, little dots and splashes of colour exploding into the green of the valley. Yellow flowers, pink and red, purple, white and pale blue. All these gorgeous colours spread out in front of you. Breathe in their freshness and the warm spring air. Let it run through your body, making you feel light and happy. The sun is shining brightly, but it isn't blinding you. Its golden rays soak into your body, and you feel warm and energized. Somewhere in the distance, you hear the sound of streaming water, surging and flowing effortlessly. You feel its invitation beckoning you to come closer. You walk towards this sound and find yourself in front of a stream. Its water is clear and abundant. You stand under a tall oak tree, gazing at the water as it flows down the stream. The oak is ancient. You lean your back against it and feel its energy seeping into your body. You rest there a while, enjoying the beauty displayed before you. A small bird is perched in the oak tree. It could be a blue jay or a finch, a sparrow or a dove. You can hear its light, happy chirping and it makes you smile. You lift your gaze to look at it and you realize that this little bird is singing just for you. It jumps from one branch to another, then flits to another branch. You watch its movements, and soon it leaves the tree. You decide to follow it as it flies in the sky. The bird leads you onto a small path running alongside the stream. It loops and flies close to you, showing you the way. You walk on this path, aware of every footstep, enjoying the glorious nature around you. You notice something shining ahead. You walk towards it, trying to make out what it is. It's tall and seems to flicker and shimmer with the rays of the sun. The closer you get, you make out a large, crystalline pyramid. It is transparent and iridescent, and the sun's rays light it up. The pyramid could be composed of any semi-precious gem you wish. It could be rose or clear quartz, amethyst or citrine. It could be made out of a combination of crystals, emeralds, rubies, sapphires, selenite or moonstone. The choice is up to you. Whatever crystal or gem this pyramid is made of, you walk right up to it and climb its steps. With each step you take, you feel the energy of the crystals entering your body, making you feel serene and accepted. There are no doors, so you enter your pyramid. You walk to the middle and stand underneath the central point. Lifting your gaze, you look at all the splendor around you. Notice how the different crystals radiate different light, which all falls on you, covering your body. As you're soaking up all that gentle, crystalline energy, you notice a figure walking towards you. It is a tall, slender being, made completely of light. It reaches you and smiles. There is no need to talk, as you both communicate without speech. It is a deep, warm understanding, embracing you, and you feel appreciated, happy, and loved. This radiant light being is your higher self. If you haven't met your higher self before, you can ask them their name. You might hear the answer, or an image might flash in your mind's eye. You might feel what the answer is, like a shiver on your skin, or just have an immediate knowing. Don't force anything, and don't be disappointed if you don't receive an obvious answer straight away. The reply might come to you later, unbidden. Your higher self asks you if there's anything you'd like to know about a particular situation which might be bothering you in your life, or if there is a specific message you would like to receive. If there is something on your mind, now is the time to ask. Again, as with your higher self's name, don't force anything and have no expectations of receiving an answer in the way you might have envisioned it. Just keep your mind open and let it come to you effortlessly. Have faith that you will receive an answer. Spend some time in the presence of your higher self. Notice if there's a specific color radiating from them, or a combination of colors. Feel the love, affection, and compassion that surrounds you. It is now time to leave. Your higher self envelops you in a warm embrace, and you feel all that luminous energy entering your body in the center of your chest, through your heart. Your limbs, bones, blood, and organs come alive, and you feel younger, lighter, and happier, as if gravity no longer exists and you are unmarked by time. You and your higher self have merged into each other. You're full of light. You are one. You thank your higher self, and then turn and exit this crystalline pyramid. You walk out into the exquisite spring day, knowing that you are now connected with your higher self at all times. If at any point you feel you need guidance or help on a specific predicament, you can find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. And then ask your higher self for the most beneficial resolution to a problem. You might get an answer right there and then, but even if you don't, trust that you will receive it, naturally and with grace. Now start returning to your body. Take a deep breath and bring some movement to your fingers and toes. Bring your arms above your head and stretch, stretch, stretch. And when you're ready, roll to your left side and push yourself up to a sitting position. Know that now you and your higher self are connected. You have unlimited access to the most beneficial guidance. All you have to do is be silent, listen, and allow yourself to receive an answer in ways that might be surprising. They might come to you in the form of lyrics, hearing the same thing from different people, or seeing the same image again and again. It might be unexpected, but your request will never go unanswered. Namaste.